The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hello and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker owner, in with Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
Good morning, my husband and fellow realtor, and our very special guest and investor, Anthony Tallarico.
How you doing?
Good morning. Thanks for being here with us. I just want to mention to all the veterans out there, I hope you had an exceptional day yesterday. We want to say thank you for your service, all veterans and active military who sacrificed so much for us and our country and our way of life. Thank you very much. Pat, you want to say anything?
No, I just want to thank the military. They're doing a wonderful job. They make so many sacrifices, and thank you for everything.
We are here every Saturday and Sunday. We discuss everything real estate. Our Century 21 Quality Service Award-winning office has many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years. During the week, you can feel free
to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or you can call us at 570-344-6724.
You can search the MLS or view our listings or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, jruddy.com, or friend us on Facebook at Jack Ruddy. Okay, Anthony Tallarico from Wyoming County. Please give me a brief background on yourself, your history, all the years you've been investing, your family, so on and so forth.
Well, I was born in real estate business. Fourth generation family business, which started in Scranton in 1886.
Wow.
It would be my great-grandfather, when he came over from Italy, understood the American banking system where the immigrants really didn't understand it, and he would help them through the banking process to get loans and so on, and bought a lot of real estate in Scranton over the years. Bought, sold. There's still some in the family name. My father moved out to Tunkhannock in 1953, and we immediately got into the real estate business there, buying and selling and holding on to rental properties. And that all changed in 1969 when Procter & Gamble came to town. We went from rentals to developing. We've developed three developments. New construction. We do a lot with modular homes. We've done a lot of flipping of houses. But to be in the real estate business, you have to change constantly. It just changes every year.
Are you also builders?
Yes. We build and develop.
Okay. Build and develop. Great. You're multifaceted.
Yes.
All right. So your family has gone through, you know, the history practically here, you know, the Great Depression, wars, World War One, World War Two, the post-war prosperity, inflation woes of the 70s. They've seen it all, and you're still here. So, and you're still investing, and nobody got out.
No, you have to hope for the best and expect the worst, and that both usually happen at some point.
Yes, I'm sure you've seen highs and lows and
The same thing that's going on now happened in the 80s. A lot of developers got hung out to dry when the bottom fell out of the market, and a lot of them never recovered. And I'm sure a lot of people aren't going to recover after this one. But my view of this whole thing is now is the biggest opportunity to invest in real estate that there's been in years.
And that's why you're here. We're going to talk about that. And I met you at a closing, and you had bought a property that I had listed, and you were working with one of our other realtors in the office. And I met you at the closing, and you waited 14 months for this house. And I thought, I was amazed and very grateful that you stayed in there, because your typical buyer can't wait 14 months to buy a house. So when I was thanking you for your patience, understanding, and all of that, and so was the seller, very grateful as well, you had said you had actually, this was not the longest time you ever waited. You waited once 5 years.
Yeah, we waited, yeah, 5 years for a deal to close. We had to help the guy clean up his credit, and he stayed in the house until we got his credit cleaned up and he could get financing, and then we finally got paid.
Well, you're an exceptional person, because I don't know if I could wait 5 years. How about you, Pat?
No, I couldn't wait 5 years. I know the property you're talking about, and I was talking to Jackie. I was like, it was a short sale. So that's what made the process so lengthy. But I was amazed that somebody stayed in it for 14 months. Like Jackie said, most buyers just walk.
Well, a typical short sale, if there is a typical short sale. But usually short sales will take 4 to 6 months.
Short sale means long sale.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yes.
Exactly,
yes.
What it means.
Right. It's the short part is what the bank is getting the short end.
Well, the banks are scrutinizing everything so closely that there's no quick anything now.
Mm-hmm.
A minimum 30 days. I don't care if you walked in with cash. It's going to take you 30 days to close.
You're right. Well, yeah, and the title search and the attorneys and all of that, yeah, it delays the process. So you're an investor. What do you typically look for in your investment properties? What do you like to invest in, real estate-wise?
Right now, I'm investing anything in the northern tier of Pennsylvania. In the past, I've always looked for properties that had land and rentals, or I would make them into rentals. It's very difficult to buy land without 50% down. But if there's one building on that land, you can get it.
And you like the land because people that you rent to want some space, privacy?
Well, there's only so much land. And I have properties that I never have any trouble getting any price I want, because it's a beautiful spot. There's very few neighbors. It's safe. And there's certain people that want that. But lately, I've seen the trend going towards more metropolitan people that want to be closer to services, and they don't want to have to drive everywhere, I guess, with the fuel so expensive, and they want everything included in their rental. They want top of the line everything, and they're willing to pay. And that changed basically in a year. That's how quick that market changed.
Do you look for a certain percentage of return on your investment?
Well, I do the math, you know, the big three, your mortgage payment, taxes, and insurance. And I look at what I have to put into the property to bring it up to current specs and see what it weighs out. At the beginning, I'm hoping to make anything. I'm assuming that the mortgage is going to go down and rents are going to go up.
Do you consider a vacancy factor in what you're...
Not where I'm at.
No. Okay.
No, we very rarely have vacancies, and most of my tenants hate to leave.
You're such a good landlord.
Well, I take care of them. I tell them right up front, you take care of me, I take care of you, and I do.
A good tenant is worth their weight in gold, to have somebody in there who takes care of the place, who doesn't trash it. There's nothing like that.
So you've been investing for a ton of years, many, many years. This is your business. This is what you do. So, you know, today, someone getting into the market that wants to get into the market, what advice do you have?
Look for what is not there. What's needed. You know, the Chinese say you look at a glass, and what is not there is what makes the glass useful. It's the empty part of the glass. So if you're looking to invest somewhere where something is needed. You know, if rentals are needed, invest in that. If land is going to become short, invest in that. Try and look down the road a little ways.
Okay. So you have to have some vision.
Well, if you want to make money. You know, if you want to get into rental, which I specialize in, know where you're at. Know your area. Know what laws they're going to expect. A lot of people buy a rental property and don't realize they have to upgrade it to current code. So And they don't figure that into their initial investment, and or they never thought about what it's like to be a landlord, and you're really in everybody's underwear drawer when you're a landlord, because everybody has problems all the time, and you can't walk away. So a lot of those things need to be looked at.
Do you buy foreclosures?
I will buy them if it's a deal. Normally, a foreclosure isn't a deal until it goes a long time and the house gets wrecked by sitting there and the pipes freeze. And what happened in the foreclosure market is the internet. And it brought all these people from out of the area who would not normally be bidding on houses and drove the market up to where you can't make any money on them.
There's some foreclosures, there are some good deals, and, you know, like you just said, you have to see, make sure that it's a deal, but it is risky.
It's like picking through the day-old fruit, you know. You got to look at what you're buying.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're going to be headed towards a break. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And before we go to break, we'll... Pat?
I have a great article. It says, Why the Recession is Halting Divorces. It says, almost 40% of couples who were considering a divorce or separation before the recession began have put aside their plans to split. Gee, I guess cash is the name of the game. 29% of all couples surveyed said the recession deepened their commitment to stay married. Isn't that nice? But it says, before you start feeling all warm and fuzzy, take note. When the economy is in the tank, people are less interested in getting a divorce because they're worried about the value of their home, paying for lawyers, and paying for two households. People simply don't want to lock in the losses on their homes, so they don't sell and they don't get divorced. Also, it's difficult or impossible to obtain bank approval to sell an upside-down home, and the spouses don't have the cash to make up the negative equity to close a sale, so they're trapped. Even if they can sell the place, the down market has taken a hit on the value of the largest assets for most couples, making it difficult or impossible for them to pay off their debts. So that's why the real estate recession is halting divorces.
Very interesting article. Thank you for that, Pat.
What's it doing for marriages?
I don't know. I'm going to have to read a study on that and figure it out.
We're going to take a short break. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be right back. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, you will experience the gold standard. Our network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. We know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation, harvesting the power of the internet. We shepherd you through every step of the selling process from start to finish, from the marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. Great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724, or visit www.jruddy.com, where they will work to champion your best interests all the way.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I am Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor.
Pat Devaney, that would be me.
Yes.
How you doing?
Good morning. And our special guest, Anthony Tallarico.
Howdy doody.
Our investor from Wyoming County. Thank you so much for coming down all the way from Wyoming County today to be with us. We were talking before the break about now's really a great time to invest and to buy real estate, and some of the things that you do with foreclosures and what you look for in a property. And you have advice out there to people that want to get into this is to look for what's not there and opportunity. That's pretty much what we're talking
Absolutely.
About. Yeah, opportunity. And I wanted to go over the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors statistics. So far, and this is multi-family dwellings, multi-unit properties. The average price right now for 2011 is $125,500. Back in 2010, it was $121,571. Now, sales price year to date for 2011 thus far for a multi-unit dwelling is $72,634. 2010 year to date was $82,044. So there's a significant drop there, 11.47% change. And so that right there tells me there are some really good buys out there.
Well, that's when you get in to real estate when it's low. You don't buy stock when it's high.
Right.
You buy it when it's low.
Unless you're me.
But now is the time, you know, if you're looking at a property, say the property isn't all that great, but it's in a decent area, and you could buy it for $70,000 and make it work for a couple of years, rent it somehow for a couple of years, or even tear it down and put something different in that area. Basically, you're buying a great location.
Well, we have a saying, location, location, location. Now, obviously, there's no doubt real estate values have decreased in recent years. So many question whether real estate is really a viable long-term investment. So I believe once supply and demand come back into balance, the real estate market will return to, you know, a more predictable trend of price appreciation. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Look at the history. It's done this over and over and over again. They ran it up to an artificial high, and now it went down to an artificial low. Somewhere in the middle is where it will wind up. But it's real estate. You can't move the earth. There's no more dirt. It's all here already. So as much of that as you can grab onto and hold on to it any way you can, you will always make out.
Well, there's a lot of benefits to real estate investment and investing, and now's the time because the prices are so good, you know, which you can purchase a property for, low interest rates. Now, granted, when you're investing in real estate, your interest rate's going to be a little higher than what you pay on your primary residence, naturally, and you're going to be required to put a little bit more down.
Well, you could, if you buy right and you have good credit, you can buy properties all the time with no money down.
How?
How do you do that? Do I have to go to a seminar or buy a video or something?
Yeah, absolutely. You have to go to a seminar.
Right.
No, you just, the appraised value needs to be more than you're paying by 20 or 30%. And even though prices are low, you could still get those deals, as evidenced by the long short sale that we did. I'm looking at a property now in Dimmock. I'll buy it with no money down. It's three rental properties with an active gas lease. The bank said it will go up and work it out. They're actually going to give me $10,000 more than the asking price so I could do work on the property. That's with no money down and no equity used up.
Well, you have a great history with the banks.
Well, you have to have a great history with your credit.
And you probably have a line of credit. You have cash reserves somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
If needed. I don't want to use any of my money.
Well, if real estate can pay it, if it could, you know, pay itself back, you don't need to. But most typically, Do you really think most people could?
First-time home buyers, usually what they want is a certain property for themselves. And they're better off having, you know, the 20 or 30% down. And the more down, you know, the better interest rate, you know. It
sure.
shows the bank that you're committed and they're tight.
Mm-hmm. Right. Tight.
But it's changing. You know what's happened is the banks are loaded with money now. I've actually had three banks call me up and say, can we do business with you? Will you go buy something? We have all this money laying around. I said, sure.
Well, you're not a risk. They know your history, like Pat just said. Like, you're not a risk. They know that you're a solid investor, and you're going to do well with whatever you own. You've proven that.
Well, for a first-time person, say it wants to get into investing, they need to be very, very conservative. You need to plan that something may happen that you may never get any return on that, and you should still be able to make the payments on that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you plan that way, the banks are going to listen to you. And if something goes wrong, you're going to be covered. You have to go into it that way.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a lot of benefits, obviously. But there are drawbacks. People make mistakes. What are those mistakes that investors make that should be avoided? I mean, I'm sure you have a history of lessons.
There's... Well, buying in a floodplain or not realizing how difficult it is to be a landlord is a big mistake because their house gets wrecked the first time they throw in the towel and then they're done. Not knowing the regulation in your area, you may buy something and then realize that you have to put all this money into it and not knowing that.
Well, we had the city of Scranton here, and they were talking about, you know, a lot of people are buying properties, condemned properties, and not realizing, you know, until after the fact. And
yeah, they have to bring it up to code, and they have to do all the work and have a licensed contractor, and so much of the work they can't do themselves.
I automatically assume that any property that I buy, I'm going to do that. I try and stay current of the laws that I see that are coming our way. And I have friends in New York and Jersey and down in Virginia, where in Washington, D.C., where the rules are very strict. And I try and stay current with their laws. So, because you know what's going to happen when these legislation swoops through, a lot of people are going to get hurt.
Very well could be. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3. FM, the talker. How about underestimating expenses? Do you think that people underestimate expenses? Maybe they look at the rental amounts that the property is currently pulling in. Maybe look at some of the utilities and insurance and what they're going to pay back on the principal and interest. Not looking at maybe capital expenditures.
Well, say you have to update the electrical system. Say you have something happens, you have a small fire, and it knocks out your panel. Now you have to bring in inspectors into that building. And they're going to make you bring that up to code, especially if it's a rental property.
The whole building. Not just where it was affected by the fire.
Everything from the pole to the end. And you should do that. I mean, if you want to sleep at night. I've been through a couple fires, and I've learned quickly I want to sleep at night. I don't want to cut any corners with anything that could possibly cause harm to someone else.
Smart. Very smart. Okay, how about this? A mistake an investor may make, and one to avoid, is not getting expert help from realtors, attorneys, bankers, inspectors, handymen. You have a whole crew of guys, don't you, that work on your properties?
I have a crew. My son runs it.
Mm-hmm.
Realtors and lawyers can cost you or save you a lot of money. If you buy a property that has an unseen lien against it and it comes back to haunt you, could be 10 years later, 6 years later, they don't pick up on it, that could cost you a lot of money.
Well, so getting the right attorney, the right realtor to represent you. Okay, good. Good advice. And, you know, you mentioned in the first part of the show flipping. Mm-hmm. And you primarily hold on to much of your real estate investments, correct?
Now, we always have. We picked properties that we were going to flip, and we picked the ones that we were going to keep. And real estate investing has a 25 to 30 year turnaround. I don't care what property it is. You need to either sell it or completely remodel it after 25 to 30 years to use it for losses. A lot of real estate investment is loss. And that's why lawyers, doctors, people that produce a lot of cash always will have some real estate.
Well, we thank you for your time, and thank you so much for all this information today. It's a good time to buy. I think that's what you said.
Absolutely. The best time that I have seen in my life.
Well, you would know.
And I'm old.
No,
you're not. No, you're not. I know how old you are. You're not old at all.
All right. Before we close, Pat, review a listing, please.
I have a great house. This is a lovely 5-bedroom, 2.5-bath home located at 2205 Jefferson Avenue in Dunmore. It's listed for $214,900. It's one block from Marywood. It's a great little section of Dunmore. On the first floor is a modern kitchen. It has a living room, a dining room, and a newer family room in the back with cathedral ceilings, a fireplace. That room in the back is 23 by 16. That's a nice-sized family room. There is a lot of house, about 2,500 square feet. It has a lot of natural woodwork. It has pocket doors, French doors, and stained glass. It has all the charm of an older home, but it has been kept updated. On the second floor, it has a larger full bath with a washer and a dryer, so you don't have to go in the basement. This is a great house located at 2205 Jefferson Avenue in Dunmore. 5 bedrooms, 2.5 baths for $214,900.
Thank you, Pat. And our tip today is protect your air conditioning unit. If your outdoor air conditioning unit is located under trees or under the drip line of the house where icicles and snow may fall, give it a little protection by placing a sheet of plywood over the top and draping a drop cloth over it. However, don't create a fully enclosed space as that can trap moisture and offer winter protection for little critters. And Anthony Tallarico, our investor today, who was so nice to spend so much time with us, will you please come back next week, because there's a lot of things that I just felt like I just put the brakes on. Our time is up, so if you don't mind coming back in so we can talk more about investing in real estate, please.
Absolutely, I would love to.
Okay, we have to say goodbye. Thanks for joining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. Remember to contact us by
email during the week with any questions at questions@jready.com. That's questions@jrudy.com, or call us toll free at 888-399-5225. That's 888-399-JACK.
View our listing, search the MLS, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jrudy.com. That's jrudy.com. Have an incredible weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.